look, everything in Washington has been a lie. Weapons of mass destruction.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Release the Kraken!
3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
I'm CIA.
Spies. Bunch of bitchy little girls.
You take on the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. I mean, they're not bad folks, but guess what? They're not competition for us. We have a higher deficit with China now than we did before. We have the highest trade deficit
China
with Mexico.
China ate your lunch, down 8%. China ate your lunch, Joe.
Last night, I was on the phone for 2 straight hours with Xi Jinping. We don't get moving, they're going to eat our lunch.
The COVID-19 crisis has shown us that our old systems are not fit anymore for the 21st century. It has laid bare the fundamental lack of social cohesion, fairness, inclusion, and equality. In short, we need a great reset.
If they asked us all 20 years ago to start reducing the population, and by starting with ourselves, well, no one would step forward and volunteer. So they do it. And that was the whole point of creating the Royal Institute for International Affairs, a parallel government, because they said that democracy and the bickering with politicians and, as I say, the irreconcilable factors amongst groups within society were just too different, too much at odds, and they were at loggerheads with each other. They could not get their big agenda through. Therefore, the parallel government would not be responsible to the public, and it could steamroll ahead and bring in their new world order. That's what's been happening.
For 70 years, Hydra has been secretly feeding Christ, reaping war. And when history did not cooperate, history was changed.
That's impossible. She'll have stopped you.
Accidents will happen.
Hydra created a world so chaotic that humanity is finally ready to sacrifice its freedom to gain its security. Once the purification process is complete, Hydra's new world order will arise.
As we have acted in the great liberating tradition of this nation, tens of millions have achieved their freedom. Millions more will find it. By our efforts, we have lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. It warms those who feel its power. It burns those who fight its progress. And one day, this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world.
They've grown strong. And now I am forced to rise because we are all threatened.
What do you want, brother?
Let me loose upon them. They will pray again. And you will bathe in their awe and fear. And we will grow strong again.
Go. Do what you will.
Father, we need the mortal.
No, Apollo. Hades is right. Their insolence has a price. Like children, they need to be reminded of the order of things. Set an example, brother. Turn them on each other. And back into our arms.
Worlds.
He created a flu that sparked a demand for a vaccine that doesn't work.
A human being with a mind as brilliant as yours, you could do anything. And instead you choose to rain down misery and death.
No, you don't have it. How much evil do you have to do good?
Your father created a world-changing, not world-ending, a world-changing, world-improving omnivirus. And we have taken that virus and embedded it in the vaccine of the strange flu.
I knew it. He created a panic, and now everybody's begging for the vaccine.
No. Demanding it with all the entitlement of a first world country.
Yes. And now we have exactly what we want. Hundreds of millions of Americans lining up, offering us their arms, and letting us give them our creation. What we are doing is far bigger than death. What have you done today to earn your place in this crowded world? Everything I do is a cure for our current situation.
And how's it a cure if you're killing people?
I told you it does not kill. That was the amazing epiphany we had. We didn't have to kill to accomplish our goal.
Which is what?
We intend to stop human reproduction for three generations. The busy, endless global assembly line of babies will grind to a halt.
You're sterilizing people?
Huh? In the first 5 years, we'll start to see major birth rate declines as teenagers vaccinated stay at their childbearing years.
You're controlling the future of human civilization.
Is that what they're calling it? It's a very nice euphemism for a species that has replicated like a contagion across the planet, killing all other species in its wake.
The last 70 years, we've had a new world order. And that is now under severe stress, not only in Europe.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order, because the global order is changing again.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it was a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
It's an incredible window of opportunity to lead in shaping a new world order for the 21st century.
It is obvious that behind the midst of the most severe crisis the world has experienced since World War II. 75 years ago, countries and people came together to shape the post-war global order, which brought us decades of peace, increased global cooperation, and prosperity to hundreds of millions of people around the world. Now is the historical moment, the time, not only to fight severe virus, but to shape the system for the need for the post-corona era.
Eat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch! You piece of shit! You fucking goddamn fucker! Listen, fuckhead! You have fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head. Stop pushing your shit. You're the people that have fucked this country over and gang-raped the shit out of it and lost an election. So stop shooting your mouth off.
That lion gets up and tears the shit out of everybody. Runs like the wind. Eats everything in his path. Because every once in a while, the lion has to show the jackals who he is.
I am your voice. Join me in taking back our country and creating a bright, glorious, and prosperous new future for our people. We will make America great again.
I am the storm.
I like Rex a lot.
He's here. Rex is here.
He's here. Do you want him to stay in his
Thank
house?
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you.
President Donald J. Trump is not going to save you. And neither is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ already saved you. When he comes again, it won't be to offer salvation. It will be to render judgment. If you're not quaking in your boots, you're missing the point. Life is a very dangerous thing. Carious skin bag of bones and water. And your life can be snuffed out in an instant. Death stalks us all. And we often don't want to think about it because it is depressing. But we can't not think about it because it is what catalyzes us to make erroneous judgments. The adversary knows this and utilizes psychological operations to induce you into more and more errors. The virus that wasn't. It has been over a year now we have been dealing with this alleged pandemic. And I'm not discounting the fact that SARS-CoV-2 doesn't exist. It does. It's a Chinese bioweapon. It was launched on the world. Lethality wasn't in its viral makeup. Its lethality was in the aftermath of your fear. And what's worse than the virus are the vaccines. The COVID vaccines are without a doubt dangerous. Very, very dangerous. But the psyops are even more. Beginning of the end began when death entered the cosmos, and the enemy of mankind is a death cult, and they intend to kill you with pharmacological tyranny. Get your inoculation just in case, because you choose to live in fear. It is experimental. You don't know what it is. It does not protect you from something that is barely harmful. You are engaged in histrionic theatrics to distract you from the fact that you are a guinea pig. Willingly submitting to techno-medical tyranny is worse than temporal death, which is catalyst for evil. Choosing evil under the facade of fear and victimhood does not absolve you of responsibility nor consequence. Deviant cryptocrats with pneumopathological delusions of autotheistic arrogance seek the apotheosis of Lucifer by lulling you into merging with the overmind through implantation of digital devices and electronic chains through chicanery, fear, and self-inflicted subversion. You have been warned. The facts are not in dispute. The choice is yours. Consequences eternal. Tremble. Tremble. Tremble! but do not live in fear. It is good and wise to fear the Lord. It is foolishness to fear anything else, even the most frightening things. This will probably be a short show, and I know we've been absent for a while, and some of you have missed us, and some of you are probably relieved that we haven't been here. But sometimes you just got to pick up a pole and go fishing, or you will go insane. The caveman is probably not joining us tonight. I'm not even sure he knows I'm on the air. In fact, I'm not sure anybody knows we're on the air except for several of you who've called in because I literally just posted the show and decided that it has been too long since there has been a thunder. So the Thunderbird flies alone. It's messy out there. It's real messy. It's probably messier than it's ever been, even though it's a kind of an anodyne mess, right? It's almost surreal, but it is messier than ever, and that's because of all the winning. Now, you might not believe that because it seems like all we've been doing is losing, but the fact of the matter is there's been more winning and more awareness than any time in the past century, and that is dangerous to the adversary. Expect the psychological operations to intensify dramatically and prepare, because if your mind is not ready for what is to come, you will not be a useful soldier in this battle. In fact, if you are not a useful soldier in this battle, you are actually aiding the enemy. Wittingly or unwittingly, it doesn't matter. You will be aiding the enemy. And maybe some of you think this is hyperbolic or extra dramatic or off topic or whatever. I don't really care. The truth of the matter is it's messy out there because they want it to be messy. They want you to give them everything they want. They want you to hand them the power out of fear. And as it seems that things are going in the right direction vis-a-vis masking and lockdowns and state governments not demanding vaccine passports and this, that, and the other, the fact of the matter is that is kind of a jujitsu move that's going to put you in a hold that you can't get out of, because they will slap it back so fast and so hard when the fear of the things they have already sown sprout. They've already put it in place. It's going to blow up. And if you wait until that happens to prepare yourself, you will be unprepared. Now, if you're looking for me to tell you exactly what's about to happen, well, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I don't know. Why don't I know? Because I'm not omniscient. And I'm not privy to any insider information. I can only observe what is happening in the world around me and try to discern what the truth is. And that's often a difficult thing to do when there's a lot of noise, lots and lots of noise. You know, the Republicans are taking over and they're getting rid of MAGA. No, MAGA's winning. No, we're going to get rid of Liz Cheney, but we're going to bring in Elise Stefaniak. McCarthy is a good guy. McConnell's a bad guy. Trump is coming back. Trump isn't coming back. Trust the plan. Don't trust the plan. There is no plan. All this nonsense. And it's to keep you in flux, in constant flux, without any sure footing. Well, when that happens, you go back to the basics. You go back to what you know is the truth, and you ground yourself in it. Unfortunately, most of us in this world don't know what the truth is, because we've all been traumatized since before we left our mother's womb. It is intentional. The trauma is intentional, because when you are traumatized, you create openings and doorways for evil to enter. And oftentimes we use these words and we don't even know what they mean. What is evil? What are doorways? What is trauma? It gets complicated. It gets messy. Language is an imperfect expression of reality. But in this, well, I guess to quote the Collins brothers, in this post-Kantian rift world in which we live, it is difficult to discern reality. In a Cartesian mind-body dichotomy, we have this Neo-like fascination with the Matrix. And there are slogans and jingles to keep us apart from reality. Things like perception is reality. Well, what the hell does that mean? No, perception is not reality. Perception is perception. Reality is reality. If you cooperate with God's grace, you can perceive reality. If you choose not to, or to what extent you are not perfectly doing it, and here's a clue, none of us are perfectly doing it, your perception of reality is distorted. Therefore, perception cannot be reality because your perception is flawed. And so you are prone to grasp onto an ideology, a religion, some kind of world view that reaffirms your personal predilections and helps you cobble sense out of chaos. Understand that that's how we're wired in this fallen world. And it's important to know this, because if you don't doubt yourself, you won't be able to get to what is real. But if you doubt yourself too much, you won't even be able to understand that reality exists. And that plays right into the hands of the adversary. See, the world, the cosmos, is a good place filled with good people. And yet it is all fucked up. Right? That's a fact. We know it's good because the Creator said it was good. In fact, he said it was very good when he made it. Now, some people might write that off as a, you know, ancient Hebrew myth. Well, that could very well be mythology, but sometimes mythology conveys truth. But the fact of the matter is that just from a ontological view of creation, there would be no need for creation. Well, there is no need for creation, but there would be no impetus for creation to be if it wasn't good. Because if creation was created bad, that would imply that God is bad. And if God is bad, first of all, he wouldn't be a creator. And second of all, you'd be left into the paradigm of the ancient pagans and their capricious gods, who were basically nothing more than divinized projections of human flaws. So that doesn't make any sense. But nevertheless, many of us these days have these flawed Gnostic presuppositions about the order of the world, and therefore we can be led down primrose paths of decay and destruction that are paved with gold and roses. So just realize that, you know, the situation is normal and it's all fucked up, because that's the way it's been since the fall. So I expect you to get your head out of your ass and pay attention, because I've been getting, since I came back from a calm, quiet fishing trip, I regret every day, keep your doom and your elation to yourself, because nothing has fundamentally changed, save for the obliteration of old delusions and the imbibing on the repackaged, very same delusions. Snafu. Okay? What does that mean? Well, it means that many people are grasping onto the doom, the defeatism, the inevitability of failure. And other people are grasping onto the triumphalist elation and ecstasy of impending victory by secret forces, quote, white hats and other such nonsense. and neither option has any basis in reality. These are emotional projections that are designed to salve your neurotic fear of the unknown. And what is unknown? What is unknown is what is about to happen. Most of us, when we look back, can barely figure out what has happened. But if you don't know from where you're coming and you don't know where you are, you sure as shit cannot know where you're going. But yet we have an incredible need born of fear to control the future through prediction. And we will latch on to anything that gives us an indication of what tomorrow will bring. It is a very dangerous and stupid place to be, but it is what calms our neuroses. And what you need to do is accept the fact that you can't do it and become comfortable with discomfort and become comfortable with lack of knowledge of certitude of what is about to happen. Space-time, the cosmos, is in flux, and it is always in motion, and thus it is changing. But the underlying metastructure remains the same. You understand that? Everything is changing. It's decaying. It's renewing. Every fall, the leaves die, and every spring, they regenerate. Every day, some people die and other people are born. These are the cycles of this cosmos in flux. And the would-be gods of this world intend to upend that order in order to satisfy themselves. The only real change is within you. That is the only change that actually matters. Because you are a good being. You were made good. But you are prone to evil because of the catalyst of death. And before you are the ticking time bomb of death, masquerading as self-enlightenment, and the unrealized life of uncreated light. Time is short, death looms, and life awaits. Now understand, uncreated light can only mean one thing. Uncreated light is God. God in the universe. That is the uncreated light, the uncreated grace. Self-enlightenment, which has been the bane of humanity since the serpent tempted our first mother, has been institutionalized in the modern age. Now, there's a lot of history involved in it, but you can look back towards the so-called Enlightenment, and you can nail that down as the era in which we institutionalized self-enlightenment. Now, that comes under many different manifestations, right? There's the, the self-actualization, right? The Maslow's hierarchy and all this bullshit. All these modern corporate self-help schemes that are essentially just new ways of repackaging old bullshit to get you to think that you can improve yourself. You can't improve yourself. Now, I'm not saying that you can't work at it, that you can't pick up new skills, that you can't shed bad habits and incorporate good habits. That's not what I'm saying, because we can all do that if we choose. But your sheer power of will can only go so far. And without cooperating with that uncreated light of God, your self-help will lead to a bigger fall and a darker destruction. Now, why am I talking to you like I'm talking to you personally? Well, because I am. And the reason I'm doing it, even though I have no idea who's listening and you probably don't have any idea who I am, is because we are, to quote a tired slogan, we are in this together. Now, when we say we're in this together, you have to work out your own salvation with great fear and trembling, and only you are responsible for it, and only you can do anything about it. But together, we order our lives together here in the present. And what we do or do not do has a ripple effect, because every action that we do can either help lift other people up or push them further down. And in the aggregate, that will decide the trajectory of where we are going as a people. And to kind of bring it from a global level down to personal level, we live in this geopolitical entity known as the United States of America. And the United States of America is the most pivotal nation state sitting between two ages that is going to determine what the future will bring to those who will be born into this world, assuming people will be born into this world, because we don't know that they will be, at least not in the numbers that we have become accustomed to, because certain would-be gods of this universe seek to genocide humanity. Don't think for a second that is an extreme position. Oh, why would the globalist oligarchs want to kill everybody? Because in their mind, they are gods, and you are nothing more than chattel to serve them. And if there are too many of you, you are too difficult to manage, and therefore most of you have to be exterminated. Especially when they, many of them, are very aged and close to their own deaths, no matter how much adrenochrome they have been imbibing upon. They don't think that they're going to die. They think they are going to transcend. These are your masterful adepts who believe that their God will grant them immortality within this universe. And using technological advances, they expect to live forever. But that might cost you your blood. I'm not making this up. This isn't science fiction. It's not fantasy magic either, although there's not much of a distinction between the two. The technology we're talking about, see, when you hear the word technology, most of you automatically think of a digital device or some other kind of IT scheme, right? But technology is more and more in the realm of biology. And that's the tyranny in which we find ourselves now. These mRNA vaccines that may or may not have nanobots in them, that may or may not have other biological agents of which we know nothing about, that may be connecting you to the, quote, internet. The internet of things could also be the internet of people. You have no idea. You have no idea. But it is frightening what man is capable of when he believes that he can manipulate nature without reference to any moral or ethical system based on reality. We never ask what we ought to do. We just see what we can do. Science and magic are not that far apart. The technological capacity that your masters have at their disposal is far beyond anything you can comprehend, even if you are an avid fantasy and science fiction fan, because most of that stuff is just designed to confound your thinking and prepare you to accept strange things that aren't real. Don't be too surprised if very soon, this summer, they're going to disclose to you the extraterrestrial unidentified flying objects and put on a magical spectacle for you that'll be very hard to not believe based on what you perceive through your five senses. And to kind of put it in perspective as to how far advanced they are, well, just think about it this way. During World War II, which means prior to 1945, the Nazis developed a flying saucer, at least one, that we know of. That's public information. Now, it's not common, but it's public. What do you think they've done with that technology here in the third decade of the 21st century? No, it's not. It's not always true that technology must advance. Progress, in the modern scientific sense, isn't guaranteed. But given what we know, I assure you that they've developed things that they haven't unleashed upon you yet that will blow your minds. And you've been prepared for it through the psychological operations, which are so multifaceted it's hard to pinpoint it, meaning that it comes to you through education, it comes to you through history, it comes to you through casual conversation, through entertainment. It comes to you through your religious beliefs. And it is ubiquitous, so you might not even notice it. But I've heard people say things that are just so ridiculously untrue, and they say it with conviction. And I'm talking about day-to-day mundane things that people believe are true, such as, I've been vaccinated, so I'm safe from the virus. Well, the truth of the matter is, as soon as you get vaccinated, that is when the virus is most likely to attack you, because you've just wiped out your immunity. And then it'll kind of rebound. But then we've got reports about what could happen in 6 and 12 months based on these vaccines, which have never been authorized for general use. Every, quote, COVID vaccine is operating under emergency authorization, which would make sense if it was a vaccine designed to kill a virus that was truly a pandemic of epic proportions. But what you're going to find out very soon is that we've probably had less than 25,000 actual deaths from COVID-19, which means that it is the pandemic that never was. But the pandemic that is will be the pandemic that is going to result from the widespread employment of these experimental biologics that people are willingly taking out of fear of something that isn't frightening. That's really what is really scary, that people are that afraid that they will do these dangerous things to themselves. And it's all sorts of people, intelligent people, not so intelligent people, upright people with good character, people with low, it's everywhere. Now, it's not as big a number as they would have liked. That's where things can get encouraging, because less and less people are prone to take these things. The pressure being put on them is unbelievable. If you're aware of how dangerous these things are, good. If you're not, study up, because people are going to feel this pressure, and you're going to have to help those who haven't already received the poison from willfully taking it. Now, don't think for a second that these would-be gods of ours won't force these things onto the rest of us. But first, they would like to do it in a mass adoption manner. It's not happening. The numbers they're reporting of people who've taken one or two doses of these poisons is far less than is actually happening. And that's why you've got various state governments offering lotteries, daily lotteries of $40,000, monthly lotteries of $1 million to take your jab, or they're offering beer or gift cards, or I don't know what the fuck, right? But basically, they're trying to bribe people to take these things. If you have a genuine pandemic that people are dropping dead in the streets, which is what the Chinese told us way back in early part of 2020, people just drop in the streets from this Wuhan flu, right? Then people would have been clamoring for a cure, and you would need to bribe them to take it. But people weren't clamoring for a cure. People were clamoring for some sanity in the restrictions. Masks don't work. Don't make us wear masks. Quarantining healthy people is insane just on its face. So everything they were doing was intentionally crazy just to see how much of it you would be willing to submit to. And the fucking thing is we submitted to so much of it that it took us so long to push it off. And now they're we're not panicking enough about to run flying into the hands of their solution, right? Problem, reaction, solution, that now they're trying to bribe us into it while they're flooding everybody with psyops about, quote, the vaccine or whatever other fucking solution they're going to come up with. You have to realize that what they did to us, which is essentially a stealth communism, they blew up their corporate globalist entities while destroying your Main Street businesses. Right now they're creating asset bubbles, which are resulting in inflation of needed goods coming, and we're going to be facing an asset deflation soon enough as we're wiping out the real economy of this country. The real economy that under the three-year term of President Donald J. Trump was going gangbusters like it's never been before. And that's why they unleashed this viral psyop on us. And what they're going to do as you start to move about, as you start to rip your masks off, as you start to shake hands and hug each other and socialize and interact and visit small businesses and rebuild, they're going to slam it down again. They're going to bring a second phase of, quote, new variants of this virus. They're going to keep the terrorist activity up. If you think for a second that the Colonial Pipeline was shut down by some random hacker with ransomware, bullshit. Fucking way that's what happened. What happened is they're trying to terrorize you into not traveling around, especially going to the places like, oh, I don't know, Florida, where they have less problems with COVID and more robust businesses. They want you locked down. They want you afraid. They're driving the price of gas up, or they're creating perceived or real shortages. They are going to shove lockdowns, masks, and vaccines and separation and quarantine and all that shit on you again, probably this coming fall. And if you don't become an evangelist for liberty this summer, and the bulk of Americans accept their draconian bullshit measures this fall, they will never stop. They're going to try it again. If you don't resist it robustly this time, it'll become a spiral of decay like you have never seen. And the next one is going to be scarier than the last one. You have to grow some courage about this. We must not mask up. We must not lock down. And you sure as shit cannot vaccinate your children and people of childbearing age, especially the women. You are inflicting genocide upon yourselves. If for one fucking second you think that these people are not deadly serious about killing you, you are deluded beyond belief. It is about a genocide. They have been telling you this all along. Look at the Georgia Guidestones. Look at the fact that Bill Gates of Hell, father, was the first chairman of the board of Planned Parenthood Federation of America, right when it changed its name from Birth Control League of America, which is a genocidal organization. None of this is accidental. These people intend to kill you. They're afraid of you, and they loathe you. To them, you are a cancer. They've been doing it to you in the movies. They've been doing it to you in the television shows. They have been degrading you and telling you how worthless you are in relation to Mother Gaia. You're a cancer on the planet, and you're inflicting damage to the earth like a cancer. And what they want to do is exterminate you, the cancer, with a virus so that the earth can be liberated and they can dwell on it with, you know, maybe a billion slaves. 7 billion slaves is dangerous. 7 billion slaves can overpower you. 1 billion slaves can be managed. Remember what Mika's daddy said, that the masses are so politically awakened now that in earlier times it was easier to control 1 million people than it was to kill 1 million people. But today, because of the lethality of the weaponry, it is easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control 1 million people. And then Mika goes on the air and says that Donald Trump is an awful guy because he's, you know, messaging things, and he might be able to control the way people think, and that's our job. That was a Freudian slip based on the pressure that they were feeling from the threat that was Donald J. Trump and the MAGA movement of 100 million Americans. But I don't think these people aren't regrouping. They are. And you have to keep everything in perspective. What is this battle about? Is it about the immediacy of reclaiming some semblance of an old economic order so you can bolster your 401k and have a nice, comfortable retirement? No, we're beyond that shit. Okay? We're way beyond that. This is now a life and death struggle. I mean, it's always been a life and death struggle, but now we're reaching kind of that omega point where it's coming to a head. You were built for this. You might not know it. You might not feel it. You might be scared shitless. But the fact of the matter is you were built for this or you wouldn't be here now. You are an icon of God. You are an image of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are a microcosm of creation. You are a microcosm of creation. That's how amazing you are. That is how special you are to your Creator. The macrocosm, the cosmos, is trending toward the omega point. It is coming to an end. Now, I know a lot of you are running out there with the, you know, I got my bags packed for the rapture and we're in the end times. Let me clue you in on a little reality. The end times began with Christ's ascension 2 millennia ago. It has been the end times. Does that mean that we are about to face the eschaton? I have no idea. Neither do you. But I know my end is coming quickly. That's what scares me. Not am I going to see Jesus coming back on the clouds, although that would be awesome and scary, but that I am going to cease breathing and my soul is going to be ripped from my body in the most frightening and painful thing that anybody can go through. And what happens to me at that moment is more important than anything else I do now. And it's all part of a continuum. And that's true for you too. So as the macrocosm is trending toward the omega point, the culling may be at hand. Okay? The adversary and his cooperators might be getting ready to cull the 7+ billion humans on the planet. But you're going to find yourself at the crossroads of judgment sooner than you apprehend. What we do here and now echoes in eternity. And you have power of liberty at your disposal for good or ill. God made us free. We choose to enslave ourselves, or we choose to grasp the truth for freedom. For freedom. For freedom, the truth will make you free. Nobody other than you is responsible for what will happen to you. You can play woke SJW, which, by the way, many of you on the right do. And you're just as much snowflakes as they are on the left, right? And
oh, the circumstances, the Marxists, the Squad, you know, the Jews, the Alinskyites, the neocons. They've taken the high ground, the Long March to Institution, the communists. Just, you know, it's just like we can't do anything about it. The Chinese are winning. Biden's there. Trump is going to... Yeah, snowflake. Yes, those things happened. Yes, they suck. Yes, it's painful. But you are responsible for what will happen to you. Nobody else is. And it doesn't matter if somehow you got addicted to drugs or sex or you've run out of money or you're on welfare or your 401k was wiped out or, you know, whatever. Your wife left you, your kids are assholes and informing on you, whatever it is. None of that is going to affect the responsibility that you have for yourself. And from that responsibility, the care of others. Especially when human beings who have a very annoying capacity to just piss you off, you still have to care about them. You still have to care about them. I'm not telling you this like I'm good at it, because frankly, when people piss me off, I would sooner punch them in the fucking face than I would love them. But sometimes you can really love somebody by punching them in the fucking face. And you really have to understand that. The choice is easy. Because you're at liberty to choose. Choosing is easy. We all have that power. We're all at liberty, and choosing is easy. Making choices is easy. But choosing right belief is not easy. Choosing right belief is hard. So choose wisely, because choose you must. Tremble, Joyce, tremble. There is a big battle ahead, and it's going to be uglier than anything you've ever seen, and it could be more glorious than anything you've ever experienced, because we're in a period of time that's a shift. By the way, I think I've been talking for almost an hour, so I'm probably going to wrap it up in the next couple of minutes. The caveman is not coming along, and I don't think he's even aware that we're doing a show. You know what? Any of you that are listening to the show want to call in and chat with me, that's fine. I can do that too if you like. The call-in number is 646-649-1013. That's 646-649-1013. I'm not going to screen the calls. We'll just take them, and if you piss me off, I'll hang up on you. I might abuse you too, but if you have something to contribute, feel free to call in. Otherwise, I'm just going to end the show. You really have to keep things in perspective as we approach this crazy summer, because we've got audits going on all over the place. Now, does that mean anything's going to get done with it? I have no idea. Okay? Neither do you. But here's the thing. Anytime there's an opportunity to verify, present things that we may already know with evidence, whether in court or in the public domain or what have you, revealing what we all know happened, 2020 election was an overwhelming nationalist landslide for America First and Donald J. Trump, and it was stolen by Chinese communists and other foreign actors in cooperation with domestic enemies in all levels of government and law enforcement of both party persuasions and all political stripes. Because the threat to the system that was manifested by Donald Trump, but really has been building for a long time, had to be stopped. Because the system works for them. And if you upend it, it is dangerous for them. You cannot have people become aware. Now, keep in mind something. They have contingency after contingency after contingency. So the battle doesn't end quickly. So when, you know, President Trump says, you know, where's Durham? Well, where the fuck do you think Durham is, dude? He fucking, you know, Barr ate his homework. He says stuff like this. Now, let's keep in mind a couple of things. Donald Trump is still the face and the potential for MAGA, despite a lot of stupid fucking things that have been going on. Okay, you have to use the tools that you're given, and you have to build upon it, because if you hinge everything on Donald Trump, you're going to fail. But if you
discard Donald Trump, you're going to fail. You got to move with the reality and use the tools that you have available to you within the context without being emotionally invested in any of this shit. This is war. It's tactical. It's strategic. And you have to think it through. The shortages of essential products, the lack of mobility, the vaccine side effects, which are not really side effects, they're the purpose of the vaccines, the resurgent of variants of COVID, the extraterrestrial hoax that will be happening soon, relatively soon. All of this stuff is designed to overwhelm you. And that's why conservatives and the right have a lot of things with which to distract you that are nonsense and bullshit so that you're always chasing the latest headline or story. You got to keep focused on the important thing. The election was stolen. We have to prove that it was stolen. The most important thing that we can do other than refusing vaccines and falling for any of this virus nonsense is to push the truth about the stolen election and the corrupt election system, because you have to get it fixed by 2022 if you want any chance of replacing the idiot politicians that you have with better idiot politicians. Now, it seems like a futile effort, and what's the point? Well, the fact of the matter is that laws are made by these idiots, or at least appear to be made by these idiots, and so you have to have a better class of idiots than we've had in the past. Don't think that politics is going to fix this. That is one minor, although important, aspect of this operation, but you have to focus on it. The more important aspect is the culture, and the culture is shit. And if you don't accept the fact that it's shit, and don't, you know, right now they're giving me this nonsense about they're about to communize critical race theory in our education system. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the fucking education system is Marxist for well over a century. And this latest, you know, shiny object of critical race theory, look, they got trans testicles teaching your preschoolers how to masturbate. They've already fucked them up. The race thing, which is a non-issue for most people, is already played up. So some people believe in this victimization thing, right? I'm not discounting the fact that there might not be some real racists out there. There certainly are. Many of them are on television. Many of them are not white. But there are white racists as well. That's not the point. They're a minority in the world. Most of us are not into biological determinism. We judge people by how they behave, not what their genetic makeup is. But basically, critical theory needs to create divisions. Race divisions are an easy one in America, okay? But class divisions don't work as well. We did the 99%, 1% thing, but the problem is that the 1% really isn't the problem. It's the 0.01%, so it didn't wash so well. But race works real well. And because you're afraid of being ostracized, you'll be quiet about it, okay? It's fucking nonsense. It's disgusting. And, oh, look, they're eating their own. The left is turning on the left because of the extremists. Yeah, maybe that's true to some extent. But, again, that's not the solution. The solution is that you have to get away from any kind of critical theory, which is basically Marxism in culture, and go back to the truth. And here's the worst part about it is this Marxization is designed to get you to focus on communists, which are a problem. But communists are only a useful tool of the other higher layer of the cryptocracy. And their impetus is much darker than even communism. And it's pervasive because it is as much on the right as it is on the left, including all of you libertarians. Okay? And here's where it gets really, really scary, right? Because many of you find yourselves to be upstanding Christians, blah, blah, blah. Great. Good for you, Cupcake. The Christian churches have been appropriated by this cryptocracy for centuries. Centuries! And most of what you perceive, most of what people that don't like Christianity perceive as Christianity, so that they don't like it, isn't Christianity. And most of you that believe in Christianity don't actually believe in Christianity as it was established by its founder, who is Jesus the Christ. That is the most important thing there is to right this ship. And we are way behind. We are facing a task that is not humanly possible to repair. But then again, the gravest crime ever committed was deicide. We did that 2,000 years ago when we killed God. Nothing could be more evil than that. But the good news is on the third day, he rose again. He is still risen, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. That's the good news. You got to get on the right side of that, because through him and with him and in him, all things are possible. Not a fantasy. It's the most concrete reality there is, and you had better figure that out. All right, none of you are brave enough to want to come talk to me. I don't blame you. I'm surprised that the caveman even bothers to come and do the show with me. But that's an hour. That's more than enough. I just want to get some of that out there. Make sure you subscribe to and follow the Bond Robin channel on Rumble. That's the Bond Robin channel on Rumble. Make sure that you follow Butch. That's Butch Robinson on Facebook and Archpriest Simeon Elias. But even more importantly, make sure that you follow him and me on Gab. That's Rex underscore Christie on Gab. I won't be on Facebook for long. I've been banned in the past year more than I've been there. And judging by the way that I'm getting tapped with fact-checking, and you can't post this, like, on every single post, it's not going to be long before I'm gone. I'm not going to kill my Facebook account. I refuse to do it. But I'm going to keep posting truthful things, and eventually they're just going to remove me. So follow me on Gab. That's at Rex Christie on Gab. I believe it's also at Troglodyte on Gab. Follow him. Follow Bond Robin on Gab. And stay in touch with each other. Stay connected. Promote things. Now, just because you're promoting something doesn't mean you agree with everything in it or even the person who does it. So, for example, I'm telling you right now, you got to watch Bannon's War Room. Now, does that mean I endorse everything Bannon says? No, I will be honest with you. Half the time I'm watching Bannon, he's pissing me off. And he knows it because half the time he says something, then his own chat will light up. But you're getting more news on Bannon's War Room than you are on any of the other stuff, including Newsmax and especially Fox. And Alex Jones, okay, Ban.video, InfoWars. Alex has his problems. Alex also does good work on things no one else will touch. That opening clip had a clip from an Amazon TV show called Utopia. I've never heard it, never seen it, didn't know a fucking thing about it. Owen Schroyer, who also does a show called War Room on InfoWars, got it from a viewer, and they played it, and then they cut out a clip and put it on Ban.video. That's John Cusack, libtard douchebag twatwaffle, in a television show talking about the virus plan that they actually have in place right now. This is how they do it. Now, I'm not even sure that John Cusack is smart enough to know what the fuck he was doing in that TV show, but he was basically doing the bidding of his globalist New World Order masters, wittingly or unwittingly. I don't give a shit. Fuck him. But I got that from there. So the SPARS pandemic stuff, not the, I mean, the Crimson Contagion too, but SPARS, the first place I saw it was on InfoWars. So, again, make sure that you check that out. Everything you watch, you got to watch it with a discerning eye, because not everybody gets everything right. I certainly don't. And sometimes they have their own agendas as well. But you need the data. The other places to go are Populist Press, Citizens Free Press, Revolver.News, always the conservative treehouse. Stay away from mainstream news, because mainstream news doesn't provide you with any facts or analysis. It is all a psyop. Now, granted, everything technically can be considered a psyop because we're all kind of part of the same matrix, but Fox News, Newsmax, OAN is better, but even them, and all of the, you know, main right-wing sources are psychological operations. You got to really be careful because they're not, like, Alex and Bannon have facts, then they have their spin. These other places are, without a doubt, designed to keep you really even and in the camp of the Republicans, which are trying to be MAGA without really being MAGA, and they're trying to go forward as Republicans under the America First banner without Trump. And they're going to try to convince you of that, and some of you will be easily convinced of that. Some of you are just, you know, still out there in the conspiratorial field with the Q heads and all that kind of stuff where everything is, you know, space aliens and white hats and other crazy nonsense. Look, the conspiracies are real, but they're not fucking crazy. You have to be grounded in truth and have a discerning eye to figure these things out. I hope I've given you some of that insight today. I don't know. Usually I like to do my short opening and then play off the caveman. It makes me a little more sane, a little more rational, but I hope I conveyed the point. Since I'm getting no feedback from any of you, I really have no idea. I hope I hit the mark. If I didn't, forgive me, and if I did, well, do something with it. Fucking use that information, get it out there, get your heads out of your asses, prepare for battle. We're not easing up. It's getting worse, and this is not the time to disengage. Now, that being said, you will not remain sane if you do this all the time. You need to extract. You need to have time of peace and quiet to recollect. You definitely need time for prayer. But you also need to don the armor and go into the fray. Now, sometimes that could be as simple as walking into an establishment that says masks required without a mask. And I can tell you that every place I've been where they have the sign or they ask about a mask and I just tell them no, the people asking me or the people pointing to the sign, the people who work in these establishments, are fucking relieved. Because they're forced to ask. So they say, sir, do you have a mask? No. Okay, well, I had to ask. And then you go about your business. You gotta make it clear that this is bullshit. Whenever I talk to anybody, if they've already received an experimental biologic into their body, first of all, if it's within the past 30 days, I fucking run because I don't want to catch whatever they've got. But if they've done it, telling them how bad it is really almost cruel, right? Because it's not a fucking thing they can do about it. But if they haven't taken it, you've got to be there for them and share with them the facts of why this is so dangerous. Don't get hyperbolic. You can't make people do things. But it is your responsibility to share with them some skepticism about the official storyline, given all the other bullshit that they have seen. Why would you suddenly be willing to accept this, and why would you take any kind of unknown experimental medical procedure for something that is barely harmful. The survival rate for all human beings, male and female, under the age of 80, with or without comorbidities, is at least 99.5%. If it was 60%, I would say, oh, you know what, maybe the experimental biologic would be a risk worth taking. At 99.5%, there's nothing fucking worth taking that could kill you to prevent you from dying from something that won't kill you. It's insanity. It's illogical. It's crazy to do it. People are doing it because they're afraid or because they have white coat syndrome. Because a douchebag who's been murdering people for decades gets on television and says, put on a mask, take the vaccine, we have to get herd immunity. Well, then why the fuck did you lock the country down to keep the healthy people away from each other? It's insane. But because it's official, because it's CDC, government-authorized, NIH, Johns Hopkins, they accept it. Because all human beings are ignorant. We're all ignorant. We have to learn slowly, and we have bad processes and bullshit being fed to us. And because of that, we have a tendency to assume that the group is smarter than we are as an individual, and therefore if the group is taking the vaccine, then I don't want to be the odd man out and not take it, even though I'm kind of skeptical about it. Have some balls. Stand out. The group is fucking dumb. That's why they call it herd immunity. What we actually have is herd stupidity. If you follow the herd is going to be let off a fucking cliff, and you're going to realize, well, that was dumb. I shouldn't have followed the herd. I'm fucking hurtling towards the earth at, you know, high speed, and you're going to high speed dirt, and you're all dead. Maybe I should have gone my own way or gone with a smaller group that was thinking to themselves, you know, this herd is stupid. That's what you have to do. And the fact of the matter is there are more people that are skeptical and aware of what's going on than there aren't. But they magnify the stupidity and create a peer pressure situation through the PSYOP to get you to submit to the stupidity even though you know it's stupid because of fear of ostracization. Let them ostracize you. What are they going to fucking do to you? Not talk to you? Good, fuck you. Not trade with you? Well, guess what? If you don't have a vaccine, pretty soon it's going to be that you're not going to be able to trade. You're going to have to get by some other way. Life is short. Eternity is forever. Don't make stupid choices. The consequences are dire. Anyway, I've ranted enough. Just make sure that you stick together. Make sure you keep your heads out of your asses. Make sure you encourage each other. Don't fall for the doomers. Don't become triumphalist. It is a hard battle. We've definitely lost battles. Victory is not assured, but what is assured is that if you don't fight, you will lose. So fight. Every day, fight. And above all, get right with God. Right belief in God, in the only God to believe in, is the Christian God, Father and Son and Holy Spirit. If you don't believe me, ask him. He'll tell you. All of the other gods are myths. All of the other gods are illusions. And just like the pantheon of Greek bastards that I had in that opening play, it is the caprice of humans who want to deify themselves that they project onto their gods and have you follow their gods of lies in order to put you under their boot. And whether they know it or don't know it, whether they're willing or unwitting, they are serving the adversary. And keep in mind something. They don't think Lucifer is a person. They think Lucifer is a liberating force that they can control magically through their scientistic dictatorship to create a self-apotheosis for themselves as your gods. That's what they believe, right? And many of you who believe in an impersonal God are sorely mistaken. Because God is a person, Lucifer is a person. The person of Lucifer was made by God, and he was made good, and he chose another way. And that is how death and sin entered the world. And we are all victim to that. But on his cross, Jesus Christ, who is God himself, conquered death, rose on the third day, and gives you eternal life. You have to choose it. And it's all personal. Everything is personal. That old aphorism of, you know, it's not personal, it's just business. No fucking such thing. Everything is personal. I personally thank you for putting up with me and listening to this crap. I really hope that I gave you something to think about. I hope I gave you some encouragement because I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged. As bad as things are, I'm encouraged because I think that this kind of pressure wakes people up. More people are already awake than ever before. This will wake even more people up. And not to be, you know, cute about, oh, wake up, but really wake up and see the light, the uncreated light of God, not the darkness that poses as light of the Illuminists. That's the trick, because they will present things in a way that appeals to distract you and make you your own worst enemy. And that's what you really have to focus on. But I'm encouraged because I think that we're gonna get through this crucible if we stick together and we stick with God. But don't fall for the viral vortex nonsense. Don't fall for the psyops. And we will make America great again. We got to do it together, and we got to be resolute, because many of us are going to fall in battle. That's just the reality, and that's okay. So, this is Rex all by himself telling you, God bless you, keep fighting, and signing off. The thunder of liberty rumbles on.
Countries are doing to us, China, everyone. They're killing us on trade. If I'm elected president, we will win, and we will win, and we will win. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. Trump, thank you.